providing colleges and universities with relevant online research databases to ensure student, faculty, and staff success. Learn more at EBSCO.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
36 degrees in Lawrence, 37 in Topeka. You're listening to KPR, it's 6:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in to KPR this evening. We'll have an update of news headlines for you at 6:30. In our next half hour, a conversation with Senator Alyssa Slotkin, one of the six Democratic lawmakers who made a video last year encouraging service members to refuse to obey illegal orders. She says she's being harassed. There's been an intimidation campaign against everyone who was involved in that video. We'll learn more about that. Plus, we will learn more about the pause being placed on immigrant visa processing for nationals of 75 countries. Those stories coming your way before 7 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Sort of a mixed bag in terms of the weather forecast. Chance of sprinkles late tonight, lows in the lower 30s, mostly sunny tomorrow morning. Then clouds roll in. It'll be breezy with a chance of sprinkles tomorrow morning, 30% chance of snow showers tomorrow afternoon, highs around 40. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a chance of snow in the evening, partly cloudy after midnight, and very cold with a low around 16. It's 6:20.
Support for NPR.
Audition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at FullCircleSustainability.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 36 degrees in Lawrence, 41 in Emporia. It's 6:30.
PR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas City City Council took action today to ban the development of federal immigration detention centers. The move to stop permit approvals for non-municipal detention centers comes just hours after federal agents toured a warehouse in South Kansas City to potentially turn it into a detention center for immigrants. Kansas City Council member Jonathan Duncan said such a facility would have a devastating impact on the community.
The fact that we will have a mass detention facility that equates to a homegrown concentration camp in my district makes me sick.
A report from the Washington Post found Kansas City was one of seven locations the Trump administration wants to open a facility to hold thousands of detainees. The city's newly approved moratorium will end in January of 2031. Kansas lawmakers held their first hearing today on a proposed cell phone ban in schools. Supporters say prohibiting cell phone use during the school day would improve learning outcomes and student mental health. But some opponents say the bill is too broad and undermines local authority. Kaylee Howell is a student at Spring Hill High School. She said the policy would hurt high-performing students.
I've learned how to manage my time and put my education first, so why am I being unfairly stripped of my devices when I never did anything wrong to earn such a consequence?
Dozens of other states already have laws restricting cell phone use in schools. The Kansas Board of Regents yesterday unanimously approved a new policy making it easier for the state's public universities to fire tenured professors. Regents hope the move will satisfy state lawmakers who have indicated they want the policy to change. Under the new policy, a tenured professor must undergo an annual review to determine if they're still qualified to hold the rank. The Lawrence Journal World reports a professor who receives two consecutive unsatisfactory reviews may be dismissed. An earlier version of the policy that made dismissal mandatory after two negative reviews was scrapped by the Board of Regents. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we've got mood music for headhunters, teenagers go to the tiki bar, and there's new music by the Waikiki 7 and the Tiki Yaki Orchestra. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday at 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. Many other frequencies are scattered around the state. And always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. If you're on the go, we also have an app. Version for iOS and a version for Android, wherever you get your apps.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with six decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. We still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations at 7 o'clock, it's Classics Live. Followed by a little more classical music. At 9 o'clock, we have Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
It's 36 degrees in Lawrence, 43 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from the University of Maryland Libraries, dedicated to making UMD's research available to everyone and advancing open access for the public good. More at lib.umd.edu. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. And from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. This is NPR.
The Trump administration wants to get thousands more immigration officers out in the field and fast. So how are they going to be trained? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. First thing in the morning, get caught up on everything that happened overnight, whether it's around the world, around the nation, or around the region. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Appreciate you listening to All Things Considered. Up next, we have Classics Live. Tonight, an audience favorite from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival, Harp Night. all kinds of classical pieces featuring festival harpist Rita Costanzi. We'll hear some Ravel. We'll hear the Swan. We'll also hear the Black Swan, even a little bit of poetry as read by Rita. Chamber music full of harp. That is coming right up on Classics Live. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I am off tomorrow night, Joe Blubaugh filling in for me so I can go see the Topeka Scarecrows play hockey. If you know me, you know I really like hockey. Stay tuned. Classics Live is next. It's 7:01.